Bez Hashem, we continue with a new topic here in Pele Yoitz, Ois Aleph. In the Shir number 96, we turn to Achdus, unity. And before we begin, I want to thank everyone for listening from wherever you are, any country you're in, all the different countries. And when you listen, it gives me schus of Habatus Torah. So I thank you for listening to the Shurim in person here, online, and on the recordings. Ein midas hadin sholetes kishyesh achdus. Hearing those words alone, that the attribute of din, of judgment, is not able to show itself when there is unity, that alone is reason to focus on achdus. No one wants to be judged. No one wants to be judged. Because if we're judged, then Hashem takes out the report card and asks all the questions. Did we go to shul? Did we have kavana? Did we get there on time? Did we answer our main properly? Every single step is a din, is a judgment, is a report card. Did you say hello to the person that you passed by in the street? Yes, the non-Jew over there. Did you say thank you to the mailman? Every single step of the way. Did you offer the man collecting your garbage a drink of cold water when you see the schwitz pouring down his face on the hot summer day? Of course, that's what you should do. What else should you do? Of course you thank him, but offer him a glass of water, a cup of water. Don't worry, give him a plastic cup and throw in the garbage afterwards. Yeah, he's got a garbage truck. When there's achdus, we have to realize achdus is gold. You ever get a metzia, you go to a store, you can't believe it. You know, people get so excited. They go online shopping, and they come back, you won't believe how much money I saved. I'm thinking to myself, you can even save more money if you don't buy it. Like, do you really need that item? Do you really need it? Okay, that's it. Oh, I just saved a half price. When they go online or in the stores, they come back with such simcha. Mamasha mitzia. This Rabbi Isai, this is the mitzia. Ein midas hadin sholetes kishyesh achdus. Achdus hi omud gedoylo letikun oylam olakayim kol davar. Achdus is this omud ha'oylam, is this pillar of the world. Letikun oylam, to correct and fix the world. Olakayim kol davar, and to keep everything running properly. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so, we'll call it, excited when there's achdus in Klal Yisrael. And he brings different psukim, a pasuk in Iyov and a pasuk in Hosea, to bring out the point, She'ein Hashchina Shayer B'Yisrael Ela Kishehein Ba'achdus. Hashem's presence does not come down and spend time with us unless we are in a state of achdus. Achdus, of course, is the shayush of the word, is echad, is one. And he brings here an unbelievable statement from Medrash Tanchuma. It's so unbelievable, it's hard to even say it, because it doesn't at first glance, it doesn't make sense at first. I mean, of course it makes sense. I mean, it's hard to digest it. It's so powerful. What's the worst Avera? What's the worst Avera? Avodah Zarah is the worst Avera. Avodah Zarah is saying, that's it. I have a different God. Rachman Litzlan. Other Averas of we discussed this numerous times. Shvichas Damim and Arayas. Person not saying there's different power in the world. His Yetzahara, whatever it was, got the best of him. But when he's doing Avodah Zarah, that's it. It's all done with. There's no more connection between him and Hashem anymore. Listen to this now. Sha'afilu im oivdim Avodah Zarah. Kishehein ba'achtus ein midas hadin yichoynu lishleit bahem. Even if they're doing Avodah Zarah, when there's shalom amongst each other, when there's peace with each other, ein midas hadin yichoynu lishleit bahem. The attribute of din, of judgment, strict judgment is not going to show its face on Klal Yisrael. Does that make any sense? It doesn't make any sense. And the first thing, that's what I said. Remember I gave the introduction? And the first thing we have to understand over here is like this. The depths of this Medrash Tanchuma in Parashat Tzav, Ois Zayin, is so powerful. Let's understand it a little better. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, first of all, is teaching us a lesson. A very powerful lesson. What's taking place when a person is doing Avodah Zarah? His kiviyoch is as if he's pushing Hashem aside and saying, now I'm going to worship whatever he's worshiping. That's Avodah Zarah. And Rabbi Yisai, there is still Avodah Zarah today. I don't mean the types of Avodah Zarah we spoke about when the recorder was off yesterday of whatever the Avodah Zarah is. I don't mean like the real Avodah Zarah. When a person puts his trust in his wallet, in his connections, in his bank account, that's Ke'en Avodah Zarah. That's the gaiva, the arrogance, that this haughtiness, as an intellect, whatever a person is doing with gaiva and arrogance, that's a chelik of Avodah Zarah. What the Medrash Tanchuma is teaching us is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is moichel his kavod. He's pushing aside his kavod. And he's saying, I know you're doing Avodah Zarah, but you're getting along with each other. And if you're getting along with each other, I'm not going to bring Midas Adin. And he brings the next few pieces, he brings examples of this. He brings examples of this. But before we go to the examples, which will be the Mitzvah Hashem the next year, let's just appreciate the first step. Hashem is teaching us something. The same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being Moichel, we want Achdus. The only way we have to start to have Achdus is to be Moichel our Kovet, be Moichel our ideas. Because the same way as it's brought down, Geshem, Shem, parts of fame, Daimizel is a Kach, Ein, Daiseim, Daimizel is the same way our faces are all different. No one has a Taina. How come your face doesn't look like his face? How come his face doesn't look like your face? You have a beard, you don't have a beard. Your beard is white and your beard is gray. No one says, why is your beard gray? No one does that. No one says, well, why do you have a beard? Why don't you? No. Why do you have blue eyes? But no one says that. So the same way no one does that, so too, people have different opinions on how they think. That's a fact. The same way our faces are not the same, so too our mindset, our understanding of things are not the same. But in order to get along with each other, we can see the lesson from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's taking a step back and he's being Michael. Imagine if everybody would follow that direction from Hashem. You know what happens after that? It's called Achdus. Unity.